This month's cold weather hasn't slowed down work at all at Grove Winery, just 7 miles outside Greensboro. On this weekday afternoon, employees are hosing out equipment in a big warehouse full of enormous stainless steel tanks that is the winery. Owner Max Lloyd says he's getting ready to filter what will become his next white wine.
We use the stainless steel tanks for letting any of our wines and juices settle, and then some of the white wines, most of the white wines are aged in stainless steel. The red wines are aged in barrels.
Lloyd strides over to a corner of the warehouse and pushes up what looks like a small garage door.
So we've got a couple dozen oak barrels here. Almost all of them are European, either French or Hungarian.
The barrels are huge and expensive, but they add a complex flavor to his Tempranillos, Merlots, and a reserve Cabernet Sauvignon that's Lloyd's pride and joy. He hasn't been a winemaker for very long. In fact, Lloyd produced his very first bottle just 5 years ago. He's a former tech entrepreneur who says growing up, he never dreamed he'd own his own winery someday.
What really sort of, I guess, made the light bulb go off is I spent some time out on the West Coast working in Sonoma and was able to hang around some of the wineries out there.
Lloyd's workdays ended at 3 o'clock. As a connoisseur of good food and wine, he says he couldn't help pestering local winemakers to show him around.
We were drinking Cabernets and Zinfandels and, you know, Merlots that, you know, today would be over $100 a bottle. And that was right when Sonoma was starting to get started. It looked very much like the Hall River Valley does today. It was mostly agriculture. There weren't all the tourists there yet. So it was a really good time to learn. And I see that same process going on here.
Lloyd chose to locate his winery in the Hall River Valley. The area is now one of three national American viticultural areas in the state. They're special grape-growing regions that are unique in their geography. And state officials are pleased about the industry's development.
The interesting thing about the exponential growth that we've seen in North Carolina wineries is that it has taken literally no investment from the state to grow this infrastructure.
Lynn Minges is an assistant secretary with the State Department of Commerce. She says new winemakers like Max Lloyd are driving that growth.
They literally have done this from the grassroots up. So these are individuals, entrepreneurs, who have followed their passion, their dream. They've used their own money. They've gotten, you know, no benefits from the state whatsoever. They've gotten no incentive for growing grapes or, you know, growing their products. They have done this all on their own.
National experts confirm the state is a good place to grow grapes. A recent study puts the annual economic impact of North Carolina's wine industry at $810 million per year. State officials say the next step for North Carolina's wine producers is to work on raising the quality of their products. And that's happening slowly but surely. John Gladstone is the general manager of Grove Winery.
When I first started 5 years ago, there were very few restaurants or wine shops that would be willing to even let you in for a tasting to sample your wines. And if you got in, you had a lot to prove before they even tasted the first wine. And now everyone is really getting more and more involved and open-minded to North Carolina wines.
Grove Winery recently struck a deal with Fresh Market to sell its products. Many other state wineries are doing the same with retailers. That's good news for an industry that's still growing in the Tar Heel State. But for people who dream of opening their own winery, Grove's owner Max Lloyd recommends caution.
A winery is a horrible investment. You'd do much better to take that money and put it at a savings bond paying 1 or 2% in interest. So it's a horrible business, but it's a great lifestyle. No one should get in this industry to make money.
But Lloyd says it's a career that fits him perfectly. As a person who loves food and wine and is willing to work hard. Jessica Jones, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.